Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
As our team was starting out studying over 500 youth group graduates during their first 3 years in college, we were trying to find kind of a silver bullet that if every church, every family could do A, B, and C, that it would guarantee long-term faith. And of course, the reality is there is no guarantee. So we haven't found a silver bullet, but what we have found is what I call silver shavings. And we looked at 13 different youth group participation variables, 13 things that kids tend to do in the context of youth group. And service and justice, as we've just been talking about, is related to mature faith in both high school and college. Being involved in student leadership, studying scripture, all of that's related. But of the 13 variables we looked at, the one that was most closely correlated or related to mature faith was intergenerational relationships and worship. And, you know, we'll be talking about this when I'm at the university on September 13th, but what we've tended to do in churches is segregate children and teenagers from the rest of the church. And that is not a verb I use lightly. But we tend to separate kids. And as a result, kids graduate and they don't know the church. They know their youth ministry, but they don't know their overall congregation. They know their youth pastor, but they don't know their senior pastor. And so what we are urging out of our Sticky Faith research is for churches to think about how they can bring the generations together and for parents to think about how can they make sure that their kids have intergenerational mentoring. So one of the ways that we've operationalized that is, as you said, Neil, is, you know, we hope that every kid has at least five adults who are on their team. Five adults who show up at soccer games or hockey games, five adults who are praying for them, five adults who they know, the kids know will be there for them. My son turned 13 last September, and so because of our Sticky Faith research, Dave and I thought, you know, we really want to commemorate his birthday and his becoming a teenager in a way that connects him with other adults. So we asked Nathan, you know, who are five men that you feel close to and want to get even closer to? And he named the five men that we expected. And so we asked each of those five men to spend a chunk of a day with Nathan as he was getting ready to turn 13, and for each of them to share some life advice and some spiritual advice with Nathan. So each of the five men said yes, and, you know, two of them took him hiking, one of them took him to play golf, et cetera. And by the end of the summer, as Nathan was turning 13, he had had these amazing experiences and conversations with these five men. So my husband and I simultaneously had been working with Nathan to build this box out of wood that we call Nathan's team box. And so we put the advice from these men, pictures of these men in this team box. And so now Nathan knows that these are the five men who are there for him.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.